We are in Europe. We have maybe 6 weeks or so jet fuel left. If we are not able to open the Strait of Hormuz, if the refineries as a result will start to work, I can tell you soon we will hear the news that some of the flights from city A to city B might be cancelled as a result of lack of jet fuel. So two big problems. First, the high prices, and second, availability of the gas, availability of the jet fuel, diesel, and others. If the Hormuz is not open until end of May, many countries, starting from the weaker economies, are going to face huge challenges, and this will go from the high inflation numbers to coming to the close to slow growth or even to recession in some cases. So this is the reason I very much hope that before the end of May, we see the Hormuz Strait is opened.
Asking about positive sides when we're in the middle of a crisis that is.
I mean, what is happening now is the largest energy crisis we have ever faced in the history. It is a huge amount of oil, which is vital for the global economy, vital for transportation, for cars, for jets, and everything. We lost a huge amount of oil. Natural gas, which is also very important for generating electricity for our industries and others, we lost a huge amount of natural gas. And on top of that, since the Strait of Hormuz was key for the certain vital commodities, such as the fertilizers, very important for agriculture sector and the food, petrochemicals, helium, very important for semiconductors, they are all disrupted.
You said that next month could be worse than this month. It feels terrible already. Are people looking at $5 gas, $6 gas? Are we looking at $150 a barrel, $200 a barrel?
Some parts of the world are hit worse than the others. The front line is the Asian countries, because Asia, Japan, Korea, India, China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, they were getting big chunk of their energy from this Middle East and from this Hormuz Strait. So they will be at the forefront. Then it will come to Europe and the Americas. We will see the impact of it in two big ways. One is the higher petrol prices, higher gas prices, higher electricity prices. The second one is, if it continues like this, if we cannot find a solution, namely opening up of the Strait of Hormuz, we may well see some of the products, petroleum products, may well be absent in the markets.